Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
You can get that from him. We're going to debut 4 tracks tonight. Man, let's see how Nip is doing, man. What's up, brother Nip?
Hey, Prezo, what's going down?
Man, thank you for coming back on the show. I've been bumping these tracks you sent me religiously, and I know the people are going to love them. Man, this Conversation with the Gangsters, it's a real dope, serious album. You know what I'm saying? Very conscious. And you're trying to spread the word to get people to, you know what I'm saying, do right and change, man. What was the motivation behind this project, man?
Man, I just think it was what was going on in the world, man. You know, so much stuff is going on right now. And, you know, when you think about the injustices that's going on right now, and, you know, somebody has to say something. Somebody has to try to, you know, curve it, you know. In the nation, we say turn. We have to turn from our wicked ways, you know what I'm saying, in order to survive. Because if we don't, you know, it's only going to be a chastisement. So we have to just do the best that we can to try to turn and save our people, save other people, and just do what God wants us to do, man. So that's what it is, Prezo.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This is another, you know, project that you've worked with D-Tag on. You know what I'm saying? How long did it take for you guys to knock this out?
You know, me and D-Tag, you know, we actually did about, you know, We probably did about 30 songs, you know. I always just like to pick the best of the best. So, you know, it probably took like about 3 months, 3 months, 4 months, something like that. Because, I keep adding and adding, and D-Tag keeps sending me different tracks that sound real good, and this one sound better, which they all sound good. So, you know, it's kind of hard working with D-Tag and trying to pick which songs, because you really want to put every song, you know, judging by the tracks. And shout out to D-Tag. You know, if it wasn't for D-Tag, man, I don't really know that my production would be, you know, on the level that it's on. I think my production would be lower on the scale of 1 to 10. You know, it would probably be about, you know, if with anybody else, it'd be probably a 5 or 6. You know, D-Tag is a 10, man. The way he can play every instrument, play the guitars, play the strings, play the melodies, and he also just knows how to bring your idea to life. See, a lot of producers don't know how to bring your idea to life, and that's what he specializes with me in, bringing my idea to life. And I just make his job a little easier, and he makes mine easier. So that's what makes us so special.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah, D-Tag, he's a true musician. I was talking to Resinelli of the Gambino family. He was on No Limit Records back in the day, and he was telling me about Soulja Slim, how he would come up with beats in his head, and he would actually write the raps to the beats he had in his head, then tell the producers, you know, this is what I'm looking for. Is that kind of similar to what you're talking about?
Most definitely. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'll have an idea, and I'll just send it to him, and he'll just bring it to life. You know, I'll shoot him a video of what I'm talking about, and he'll just, you know, make the structure of the track, which allows me, you know, to do my thing. And that's, like I said, that's the beauty of D-Tag. You know, what a blessing, man. I'm so blessed to even have D-Tag, you know, on my team. You know, I don't waver, you know, when it comes to D-Tag. You know, a lot of cats try to steal me. A lot of cats say that, you know, they have beats. I can have this beat. I don't have to pay for it. I can have this beat. I can do, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not fucking with this shit. The shit
yeah.
in D-Tag, I ain't fucking with it.
That's,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? It was a privilege to have him do my compilation as well. You know, I'd tell him, hey, I'm doing a track with so-and-so, and he would send a beat, you know, catered to whoever I would pick. I mean, it didn't matter where they were from, if they were from New York or fucking out of the country. It didn't matter, you know. So shout out to D-Tag. Man, let's give him one of these bangers. We got 4 of them. You know, which one do you want to roll with first, Nip?
Man, let's just go ahead and hit him with Conversation with the Gangster, since that's the name of the album.
Okay, what a great way to kick it off. We're going to hit him with this one and make sure to get this album. It's not available digitally yet, is it? Or is it coming soon?
Not yet, but yeah, it'll be about a week.
About a week, okay. But right now, if they want the physical, they can get it directly from you, right? What's the best way they can get it?
Well, you know, all you have to do is just PayPal me at rowdy.w@yahoo.com, which is rowdy.w@yahoo.com. And you know it's $15 a copy plus shipping and handling, which is $10 USA and $15 international. So again, it's rowdy.w@yahoo.com. And it's $15 plus shipping and handling, which is $10 for the United States and $15 for international.
There you have it. Get it. You go get it. Here's Conversation with the Gangsters, man. We're going to kick it off right now.
You know, it's time to have a conversation with the gangsters, man. You heard? Let's go. about how we kill each other with ease. That's gotta stop. Put the guns down, put up your fist, catch the square, knuckle up, homie, quick with his wrist. I remember old school backyard, we scrap. Take the easy way out, so you pull out a strap. The other man steady plotting how to kill black folks. Come together like in Hoodlum, like they did Dutch Schultz. Conversation with the gangsters and the thugs and dealers. Plugs and killers, grave diggers, gorillas. So you say that you a gangster, but you scared of the devil. Keep it real, homeboy, man, you scared of the shovel. Got a problem with your brother, so you gang up quick. Cops killed the little homie, so you hang up quick. Now you scared, so now you wanna protest. I guess now all you gangsters wearing Kotex. Talking to the detached track is so funkified. Hey. Devil killers on the street and we get punctified. Where you gangsters at, homie, when your brother gets shot? Trayvon Martin's killer still walking around on the block. Damn. Eric Garner got killed. Tell me, what did we do? Nothing. Still bluffing. The joke's on you. Rest in peace to the little homie Tamir Rice. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, come here, knife, and get to swinging. Hey. Until I see the enemy drop. And when he drops, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Up in Florida, the law is called staying your ground. They stand up and shoot and gun a black man down. How long we gonna watch and just let this go on? Sandra Bland, Alton Sterling, man, the list goes on. Street Messiah is my occupation. So quick to kill your brother, but you're scared of Caucasian. Talking to the cops been killing us since Speed Racer was popping. I salute Colin Kaepernick for taking a stand. There's a scripture in the Bible called it, let us make man. See, it's wartime, homie, it's an eye for an eye. Either we fight back or we lay down and die. Brother Nip, see, I be out here teaching the youth. Only real true gangsters know I'm telling the truth. Talking to the
conversation with the gangsters right there. You heard it. That's the title track. Make sure you get that album. We're going to have Nip give you that info again throughout the show, but also look for it online. Let me bring back on Nip. You touched on a lot of important subjects in there. You know, you're talking about Colin Kaepernick. You're talking about, you know what I'm saying, all the different things that's going on in the world right now. You know, when you write, you know what I'm saying, how do you pick and choose? I mean, because there's so much, man, to cover. How do you pick and choose what you cover in your music?
Well, you know, a lot of times, man, I just go off of what I see. You know, a lot of times I go off the big story, you know, that's going down. You know, like the, you know, when everybody got mad at Jay-Z, you know, for his situation, you know, you know, signing with the was that who he signed with? Then he signed with the news. Oh,
I
the NFL.
So.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you know, people don't really know the inside, you know, things that go on, you know, behind the scenes. So I just try to rationalize, man, what's going on, and especially things that, you know, that touch my heart, like, you know, the guy Botham Jean who got killed by the lady cop, you know, that she went to the wrong apartment, killed that man while he was eating ice cream when she really knew that, you know, that wasn't her apartment.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff that really just touches me. And also things that I see on the street, you know, in everyday life. So I just, you know, make notations, you know, on this new iPhone 11. Oh, Lord, the iPhone 11 cold-blooded, man. You heard? But,
it,
you know,
it
make,
can do everything but make pancakes.
man, I think it might have an app for that. But anyway, but yeah, you know, I just write down things that's, you know, that's dear to my heart. And
yeah.
And I just remember those things, and I just wait till I come up with an idea for the track, or D-Tag sends me a track that matches that idea that I wrote down. And, you know, I just bring them both together, and that's how I just formulate it like that. You know, I do everything myself. I do the hooks. I write. You know, I pick the beats. You know, D-Tag make the beats. You know, a lot of time he might have a great idea, or I might have the idea. You know, it's so significant in the way we work together. By him being in the Netherlands and I'm way in Houston, Texas, and we haven't even met in person, that's how you know that the camaraderie is really great between us. You know, it's like a family, you know, and race doesn't play a part in how we get down. That's the beauty of it. You know, like I said, shout out to D-Tag. You know, I couldn't do it without him. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of the best doing it, man. He's killing it. When he does send you beats, though, how do you choose, okay, what's going to be a Brother Nip track and what's going to be a Gangsta Nip track?
Well, that's a great question, because you have to understand, you know, Brother Nip, he raps off of Gangsta Nip tracks. So it doesn't even matter, because once I hear a track that I like, I can turn a Gangsta Nip track into Brother Nip. So, and vice versa. So it really doesn't matter, man. If the track is hard and I like it and it's funked out, you know, I'll just make it to either one.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is D-Tag has so many dope tracks to where you don't really know, you know, which one to pick. If he send you 10 tracks, you'll pick 12. Remember, he haven't even sent you the other two.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's how.
So, I mean, that's just automatic with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's automatic, man. It's hard to not pick a D-Tag track. It's just hard not to, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I like to take time out, man. Let me shout out to a couple of people that really motivates me. You know, like my homeboy Jordan King. You know, we just did the show in Detroit, man. Jordan King flew way to Detroit, him and his wife, man, and we had a blast in Detroit. You know, I thought that was very honorable, you know, for him to do that, him and his wife. You know, they're real dear to my heart. You feel me?
And,
you know.
And they're all on the other side of the country, too.
Alabama.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, I have my people, man. You know, my other family, Hell's Rage, man. You know, Relic is a real close friend of mine.
Relic.
The little homie BKB and the almighty Vic and my little homegirl Heather. You know, so they were in the same hotel, you know, as I was. And we also did two videos in that hotel. So they're like family to me, you know what I'm saying? And I really, really appreciate them, you know, for all that they do behind the scenes that people really don't know about. You know, like sometimes, man, you know, Relic is real, real good to me. You know, I might need a little money or something might have happened. I might not have it at that particular time on some real shit. You know, I call Relic and Relic will send it to me, man, just off the muscle, man. So, you know, when you have good people like that in your corner, you know, like I said, race doesn't play a part in any of my relationships because, you know, Relic is white, D-Tag is white, J-Blast, my engineer is white. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't differentiate it, you know, with the racial, you know, division of this world. You feel me?
Oh, and that's how it should be across the board, man. If more people were like
that,
already. This world would be a better place. Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, man. And look, I got my big homie Russ Cole from Fallen Angels Entertainment, man, from Detroit, man. He showed me so much love, and I had the best time in Detroit, man. Shout out to Mastermind. Shout out to little homie Mad Butcher. Shout out to the homeboy Hallucinate, you know. Shout out to Joe. I mean,
Russ, I reviewed his, he put out the Fallen Angels, the first Dice Black Monday, or that was the first project Fallen Angels put out. I remember reviewing that back in the day. So I know Russ.
Man.
And then Mastermind, of course, you know what I'm saying, he's a fucking legend himself. He's been putting out shit for about 27 years. So, man, when you collab or hook up with somebody like Mastermind, what's the atmosphere like?
Man, the atmosphere, man, shout out to Mastermind. Mastermind, you know what I'm saying, is a great person. You have to understand, he just dropped a new album, you know, Sleep Tight, Sweet Dreams, man, and he allowed me to jump on the album. We have a song called Murder on My Mind that's on his album right now. And the show that we did in Detroit was actually his album release party. And like I said, man, we had a blast. I also did a video of the song with them while I was in Detroit. See, that's another thing, man. The video is coming out real soon, Murder on My Mind. Shout out to my homie Big Russ. Shout out to Mastermind. But I also did two videos with Hell's Rage, you know what I'm saying? Relic, BKB, Almighty Vic, and Heather. I did two videos in the hotel with them.
You guys
took
over the hotel, I think.
Man, we took over the hotel, man. I had a blast in Detroit. I actually didn't even want to come home. But I also did a song with my homie Mad Butcher. You know, in Detroit, man, we have a song, a cold song called Savages. And then I did songs with KDT, Killers Don't Talk, the other members of the group. Shout out to my big homie, Hallucinate, because if it wasn't for Hallucinate, I wouldn't have never met Butcher. Then I wouldn't have never met Russ. So Detroit is like a second home to me, man. I love Detroit, and that's just some real shit, man. You feel me? And that's what it is. Shout out
to
the homie Jordan King again.
That's good that you were able to, you know, hook up in Detroit like that. And because, you know, that's an area, you know what I'm saying, that's it's known for its underground music, just like Houston, you know. So it's only natural that you're able to make connections over there and go back and forth. Are you going back there again soon?
Yes, sir. I have another show coming up in February in Detroit. And shout out to Esham, you know what I'm saying? ICP, Eminem. You know, one thing about me, you know, I don't do hate. Brother Lin Chung, I just had a great time, man. Like I said, I didn't want to come back. And Russ hooked up another show. He hooked up another show in February. So I can't wait to get down there and do that, and I'll have the information, you know, real soon for you, so you can spread it, out there, Prezzo. You feel me? Shout out to Mac J. Man, where's Mac?
Yeah, definitely. Mac, he's working, man. He's got different hours, so you know, it's just me and Sin holding it down. You know, the homie Sin, he's going to be calling in. We actually got a caller.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna go to one more track real quick. Then I'm gonna take this caller. So caller, hold the line. Man, we got three more bangers. I'm gonna let you pick, man. We got Millions, The One, or Peace in the Streets, man. Which one do you think you wanna roll with, Nip?
Oh man, that's I'm gonna let you pick this time, Prezzo.
Man, that's gonna be a hard one, man, because you know I like the guitar riffs on the one, but the Millions and then Peace in the we'll go with the Millions. We'll go with the Millions, man. This is the Millions, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
You know, the Millions is a song, man, that you know it's gonna take millions, you know, for us to, you know, buy back the hood and, you know, gentrificate our own hood.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I got white homies in the hood that's down with us, man. So we just need to, you know, pull our resources together and buy all of these empty houses and build them up and keep the rent low for, you know, for people that, you know, that with low money.
Yeah.
You feel me? People that doesn't have that much money, man, you know, you can't make the rent, you know, so extremely high, you know, for our people. We have to keep it low so that way, you know, low money is for show money, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why, because if it's low, they'll stay longer and they'll be able to, you know, take care of themselves, you know, and their family. So we just keep the rent affordable for low income, you know, people. We're not talking housing. We're talking gentrificate our own hood. And that's what it is. And it's going to take millions to do that.
Real talk. This is Millions off Conversation with the Gangsters by Brother Nip. Get that project. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
D-Tag, it's going to take us millions to buy back the hood and move our people in. Let's do it.
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10 open shop. Nipsey Hussle, Bushwick, Biggie Smalls, and Tupac.
Hey.
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10. We gon' win. We buy back the hood and move our people in.
I pull up real tough in a pickup truck. Gotta holler at the G's just to see what's up.
What's up?
The streets starting to listen to the conscious sound. Why the killers of our people still walking around?
Like Trayvon Martin when they shot him down.
I still feel some type of way over Michael Brown.
Hey.
You say that you a man, homie, man on up. Pulled a pistol on your brother when he ran on up. So keep that same energy and pray for the good. Gotta teach the young soldiers, God bless the hood. Protest for a week, then we let that slide. When it's time for the takeover, we gon' ride. I report from the street just to give you the scoop. Street Messiah only mission, galvanize the troops. Protect your queen like my man Bun B. By any and all means necessary.
Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10 open shop. Nipsey Hussle, Bushwick, Biggie Smalls, and Tupac.
Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10. We gon' win. We buy back the hood and move our people in.
So you banned the minister off a social site. If you roll with Farrakhan, you supposed to fight. Dressed in all black with the locs tonight. Catch the devil down bad, he get smoked tonight.
What else?
All black long trench coat tonight. Death angel out lurking, lynching folks tonight. I'm already dead, ain't no killing me. The spirit of Nat Turner lives in me.
Hey.
See you looking at me crazy, who you think I am?
I'm the causer of death and I don't give a damn.
Put the guns down, homie, we got plans to make. Friends in all walks of life and we got hands to shake.
Hey.
If you don't pay your rent, you're bound to be evicted. See, I roll with the Christ, the crusher of the wicked.
What else?
Street Messiah, gotta teach the young. Gotta figure out a way that we can reach the young. Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10 open shop. Nipsey Hussle, Bushwick, Biggie Smalls, and Tupac.
Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four,
hey.
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more,
hey.
8 million, 9 million, 10. We gon' win. We buy back the hood and move our people in.
What you doing?
See, I'm down to scuffle. Life's a marathon, call it Nipsey Hussle. Real good brother with a positive gift. Gotta keep his name popping, cause my name is Nip. Mosque 45, it's the place to be. I don't clout chase, let the clout chase me. If you running from the cop, homie, hop the fence. Put on by Scarface and raised by Jay Prince. Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4.
Hey,
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more.
Hey,
8 million, 9 million, 10 open shop. Nipsey Hussle, Bushwick, Biggie Smalls, and Tupac.
Hey,
1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4.
Hey,
5 million, 6 million, 7 million more.
Hey,
8 million, 9 million, 10. We gon' win. We buy back the hood and move our people in.
Discovered by Scarface and raised by Jay Prince. That's cold. What are your thoughts, before I bring on the callers, Nip, what are your thoughts on Face running for councilman? Do you think he's got a chance of getting it, or is he pretty close?
Man, I think Face has a great chance. I really actually think he'll win. You know,
yeah.
Face is the one who brought me to Jay Prince, which eventually got me signed on Rap-A-Lot. So, you know, whatever Face does, you know, I'm with him. You know, if it wasn't for Face, I probably wouldn't be on this radio show right now. So, shout out to the guard, Mr. Scarface, and I pray to God you make it. We need someone that understands our plight and understand the problems that's in the hood, and also we need someone that's able to speak for us and speak to power to get the things that we need to get done for us. You feel me? So
yeah,
that's what it is, man. I think he's going to win because I think he's leading right now.
So he's off to a great start. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be surreal to you because, like you said, he discovered you all these years ago. And now today, you know, he's more than likely going to be a councilman. When did he discover you? Was that like in like 89 or 88?
It was probably like 89, you know, at the club. He watched me win these rap contests week after week. And then like the third week, he said that he would bring Jay Prince to see me on the fourth week. You know, I had won like three times straight. And the fourth week, he brought Jay Prince, and Jay Prince asked me to rap in the restroom. And once I rapped for him, the next morning he told me to meet him back at the same club and put them zeros in my hand. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it go.
And the rest was history.
The rest was history already. Hey, let me send a shout out to my homeboy, Papa Caesar, man, from Alabama. You know, he's a big supporter of mine, you know. Airport Records, shout out. You know, support that brother. You know, we have songs together. And, you know, real good brother, man. He's always supporting me. And I really thank him for, you know, everything that he does. Also, I want to send a shout out to the big homie, Hardcore Montana. You know, you heard of Montana?
Hardcore Montana. Where's he out of?
You know what I'm saying? Memphis.
Memphis. Okay.
I mean, so
I gotta check him
I mean,
out.
Yeah, he's cold blooded, man. You know, good brothers, man. I have a lot of good people that, you know, that support me, and I'm grateful to really just still be here, man. To be able to switch from Gangsta Nip and come back with the consciousness to Brother Nip, man. You know, that's really hard to do, you know, because I have to switch my whole thinking, you know, to do the Brother Nip. It's actually harder for me to write the Brother Nip songs than the Gangsta Nip songs. You know, Gangsta Nip songs are natural for me. I can just write them right now while I'm talking. But, you know, being Brother Nip, it requires a lot of thought and a lot of information that I have to, you know, write down. I have to, you know, remember, and I have to be accurate with what I'm saying, you know, with the information. So it's not easy. You know, people think it's easy, but it's not.
Well, yeah.
That's
you
just
know,
what
you,
it is.
Well, you put a lot into your music. You always have, you know, and it's evident. People could hear it. One of the coldest lyricists of all time, man, hands down. We got a caller for you. caller. You're on the Murder Master Music Show. How you doing?
What up? What up, Nip? It's Relic.
Relic, how you doing?
Oh, what's up, Relic?
What up? What up? Me and my son here listening. Scott Bade up there.
BK Bizzle, my nizzle. Yes, sir, man. I was just telling him, man, how much fun we had in Detroit, man, shooting the videos in the hotel, just kicking it late at night. You know, look,
I'm
at Relic 3 in the morning. I'll be at Relic Room like 3 in the morning, man.
Yeah, we made the best of getting in the same town at the same time. We definitely spent our time wisely, plotting. It's definitely everything we did is a prelude to something big that they're going to see here in a couple, 2-3 months, from what I'm understanding and what I'm hearing. Some of the best of times for me and my family.
Yes, sir. It was actually one of the best times, you know, for myself as well. So, like I say, man, Detroit changed everything. For me, Press, it changed everything. You know, when you go to Detroit, and, you know, Detroit, you know, all they kick is wicked shit. So that's right up my alley, you know, on the gangster nip side. So it was just like being at home, you know. Like I said, you know, shout out to Russ. Shout out to Fallen Angels Entertainment. Shout out to Mastermind, man. I had a ball down there. Me, Jordan King, Relic and his people, and Jordan King's wife, man. I mean, we have to do that again. We just have to.
Well, it's coming up here February. Are you guys going to hook up again when you guys do that show? Or?
Yes, sir. Most definitely, you know. I think it's going to be on, like, the 22nd or something like that. You know, I'll definitely let you know. But if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be, like, the 22nd. And we're just trying to get the venue together right now, but it'll all materialize, you know, very soon.
Yeah, that's 2020.
Yeah, that's a long ways away, right?
Well, you know, we're
not really
taking the rest of the season off the plot for 2020.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I tell you, I don't even know what happened to 2019. It went by so damn fast.
Yes, it did, man. You know, I want to send a shout out to K Reno. Make sure y'all get his new album, man, The Mind Vision. Shout out to Murder One. He's coming with a compilation. Shout out to the whole SPP.
Dope.
Shout out to Q Boy the Menace and the Shadow Mob. He has a bunch of projects coming out. Q Boy has this project called Free My People, where he has each and every member of the SPC on one song. It may be like 35, 40 people on one song. It's like a self-destruction southern version type of song. It's called Free My People. Hey, man, you know, Q-Boy is a monster, man. Shout out to Q-Boy. Shout out to the Shadow Mob. Shout out to Mo Lou. You know what I'm saying? It's my people. So I'm blessed, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
very,
definitely
very blessed.
Surrounded by a lot of good people. You know, Relic, let me ask you while you got Nip on the line, Relic, what's it like for you and your son, you know, and to work with Nip, you know, with your son, man, to see that blossom, man? What's that like as a father?
Well, as a whole, I'll speak for our whole camp first. As a whole, it's the difference between being like underground bastards and horrorcore official. You know, that's the way we feel about it as a camp. But as a father, there's a level of pride, you know, because these were goals, you know, I would have sought all my life was to align myself with Nip and the horrorcore that he does, because my son came out the gate saying he wants to do a horrorcore label. He didn't say he wanted to do a rock and roll label or hip-hop or rap. He specified that Deified was to be horrorcore. So for us to seek out alignment with Nip is imperative, and it should be for any horrorcore rapper, in my opinion. So
yes.
It's a difference between being a bastard and being official.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
A bit of a hard ass answer, right? But that's the way I feel.
No, that's real.
Yeah, man, it's really real. Like I said, man, it was a great blessing for me, man. You know, like, since shout out to Point Blank, man, with his new single, man, Love is the New Hate, or is it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Love is the New Hate.
Plan. Hell yeah. Man, Nip, I've been waiting for
either Hate is the New Love. It's one of the two, man. You know, I don't want to mess.
Hate,
you know, I don't want to mess
love,
that up.
Hate
is the new love. You know, Klondike Cat got a couple of projects that's real good bangers, man. You know what I'm saying? Cat coming hard. You know, as well as PSK. Shout out to PSK. Like I say, just shout out to the whole SBC, man. Murder One, we keeping it going. Shout out to Dope
20 to Life. They got one.
20 to Life. So we just keeping it
SBC
moving, man.
SBC supporting in Detroit. When we was in Detroit, there was even SBC showing up to support Nip in Detroit, all the way in Detroit. SBC.
Yes, it was. Yeah, the twins, man.
Up on stage.
My homie Cypher, you know, one of them damn twins. And them boys are cold-blooded, man. And that's the thing I was saying about Detroit.
Good people.
Detroit is just the home of the wicked shit, man. It doesn't matter what you name it, what you call your position, you know, with the wicked shit or hardcore or whatever, man. It's just a great place, you know, for me to go.
I suppose it can be said the acid rap started the Detroit sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is what it is, man. I'm just thankful, you know, to be able to see that, you know, because I really saw my real worth. In Detroit. For real, Prezzo.
Yeah. We talked about that years back, too, Nip, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember, but years back we talked about, you know what I'm saying, it would be dope to see you go to places like Detroit and different spots and connect with a lot of these guys, and now you're doing it, man. So I'm real happy for you, man. Real talk. It's good to see things materialize.
I think there'll be a lot of that. Prez, I think there'll be a lot of that in 2020. Like, Nip should run for president of Horrorcore.
Absolutely.
It's election year anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Start
you know,
that campaign
good,
right
man.
Now. We'll kick it off.
He's got my vote.
You know, let's give everybody the PayPal so you can raise them campaign funds. You know, but
yes, sir.
But not this.
Let's get into that
2020. Yeah.
Let's get into that Peace in the Streets, Prezzo.
Here's a good
one. Peace in the Streets, and then we got a couple more callers. I see you on the board, Sin, and then we got another caller I want to get to. This is Peace in the Streets off Conversation with the Gangsters. You got to get that album. Nip, let's give them the info on how to get the album one more time, too, and then kind of intro this song for us, brother.
Okay, the info is right now you can just PayPal me at Rowdy, rowdy.w@yahoo.com, which is rowdy.w@yahoo.com. And you know it's $15 each. You know it's $10 shipping and handling for the United States and $15 shipping and handling for the international customers. So make sure you get that, and it will be everywhere, you know, digitally, about a week. You know, it'll be in every online store in about a week. So you get it, you
getting
know,
it this
on
way
a digital,
is a better way of showing support.
Yeah.
Yes,
getting
it is.
Straight from your hands is a better way of showing support. It puts more money directly into the artist's hand, and you're not being pimped by the digital distribution, although some are worse than others. This is the way to directly support Nip and his efforts to make A1 albums.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And then double back and then get it on digital also.
Yeah.
Get them both. So that's what it is.
Definitely. Definitely.
So right now,
here we go.
You know, it's so much
peace
stuff in the streets. We need peace.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying, right here with Brother Nip. We got Relic Killer, BKB on the phone, DFI Records. Don't go nowhere.
Man, I'm sitting here watching the news. terrible what happened the other day. Come on, young brothers, we need peace in the street. We can't keep killing each other like this. What's going on? D-Tag, Jordan King, let them know we need
peace in the street. It's on my mind. Can't hold back. Now's the time. We need peace. We need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find. Peace in the street. It's on my mind. Can't hold back. Now's the time. We need peace. We need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find.
Let's take a walk down the street over D-Tag Beat and pass by negativity. We looking for peace. Let's walk by the house where he used to stay. Last night's gunshots say he moved away. Police came through and found two men shot. Keep walking cause I know peace don't live on this block. Drug deal gone bad, 6 pounds of weed. 3 shots apiece, 6 rounds to bleed. Ambulance came, 2 lives expired. I wonder where peace was when this transpired. When it's all said and done, 2 lives retired. My heart feels tight like I'm squeezing pliers. You better stay ready cause the streets will test. I hope peace come back so that love can bless you. Cause the funeral does nothing but stress you. You're moving too fast, that's why peace can't catch
you. Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We need peace, we need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find. Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We need peace, we need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets,
like peace lives far away, but the distance is only just a car away. Feels good, didn't have to call the law today. 2 brothers shaking hands is what I saw today. Didn't want to see the homies acting raw today. Didn't have to break another brother's jaw today. If I was a painter, I would draw today. A picture of me praying to Allah today. The streets ain't nothing but court cases and caskets, or a hospital bed or a funeral basket. One way or another, we gonna get this right, or get a one way to the grave, you can catch that flight. Not me, I'ma keep on looking for peace, hoping I can find him somewhere up in the street. If I don't find him, I'ma keep on looking, hoping that another life hasn't been took.
Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We need peace, we need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find. Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We
the homie said peace was at the grocery store, buying food for the homeless and feeding the poor. Then he just said peace was at the peace ride. There's no more places that peace can hide. See, he might as well come out and show himself, and join the ARC and get to know himself. Jealousy and envy can be no more, cause it's P-E-A-C-E once more.
Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We need peace, we need a peace. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find. Peace in the street, it's on my mind. Can't hold back, now's the time. We need peace, we need a peace of mind. Cause up in the streets, peace is hard to find.
Yeah, we're back here at the Murder Master Music Show, episode 654, Brother Nip. That was Peace in the Streets off the album Conversation with the Gangsters. Available right now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get that. Nip, I got to bring on the homie from France because I know he's been waiting to talk to you. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Brother Nip. Legendary.
Sin, what's up, Sin? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm already fine. Yeah, can you tell us about the song Action Speaks Louder Than Words with Scarface and Willie D and the late Seagram too? From your album South Park Psycho, it was a classic. Can you tell us about this?
Oh man, that was a blessing song, man. When I first got on Rap-A-Lot, you know, me and Seagram, rest in peace, we were real cool, man. You know, I went to Oakland and I stayed with Seagram for a weekend, and at that time, he introduced me to Too Short in person. You know, Short is one of my idols. You know, Ice-T and Too Short are both my rap idols. So I was introduced to Short, and when Short pulled up, I'll never forget it. he was bumping South Park Psycho when he pulled up in his car. So that was definitely a blessing, man, you know. And to have Scarface and Willie D on the song, you know, being the Ghetto Boys, you know, that was a blessing. You know, like I say, I was the newcomer, you know, to the label. They were already hot. So to have those guys on a song with the addition of Seagram, shout out to the homies in the 6ix9ine-ville, and rest in peace, Sieg, man. To do that, that was one of the greatest times, and that was a tremendous blessing for me to have those cats on a song, because we also did a song with Bushwick. Me, Sieg, the homie Vail, Bushwick. We did a song, we recorded it in Oakland, and man, I forgot the name of the damn song.
Wages of Sin, it'll right?
Wages of Sin.
Oh yeah, Wages of Sin.
See, look, that's why we love the Murder Master music so, cause Prez know his shit, man. You heard? Prez be on his shit, and that's why, you know, cats try to, you know, cats wanna charge you, you know, to be on their radio stations, you know, that type of shit or whatever. When I'm actually, you know, helping you out. But see, that's what I like about this show, because it helps us out. You understand? It helps the artists to stay relevant. A lot of these cats, you know, their little platforms are so small. You know, it's kind of like one Skittle inside of a bag of Skittles, the big bag, you know, the 429 bag, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's why I don't do a lot of interviews with these cats, because cats be, you know, they want you to blow them up, but they're not consistent in the dealings with you. They're not consistent in buying your product. They don't know the history of your product. They just want you to blow their, you know, their station up, and I don't think that's cool. So that's why I don't do a lot of shows. I fuck with people that I know that's real genuine people. You know what I'm saying? Like MMS is the best, and that's why I don't play with these motherfuckers like that. So, you know, all that old calling me and shit, trying to get me on your show, pay me. If you're not paying me, I ain't fucking with it. And that's what it is. But back to Action Speaks Louder Than Words, man. You know, Jay got the song together. I remember I was hooking up with True Black. True Black is the guy that put Seagram out in Oakland. And at the time, I think True Black had something going on, and Seagram had to come to rap a lot. So, you know, me and C, you know, we got real close. And, you know, we put him on the song, and like I said, with the addition of Scarface and Willie D, that really, you know, made the song, you know, a classic. And that's why people love Southport Psycho, because, you know, with the addition of that song, it just blew it. It took it where it needed to go with no promotion, no radio play. It was on Billboard, you know, two or three times. It kept on raising up. You know, just imagine, you know, coming out with no promotion and ending up on Billboard with no promotion, no video, no radio play, you know, just a small piece of promotion, you know, far as magazines, you know, and things of that nature. So that was definitely a blessing for me, man, you know. And like I said, rest in peace to the great Seagram. You know, I miss that brother because I knew him very well. And
yeah,
there you have it, big man.
It was like a political song. It was like a brother deep song, like Uncle Sam too, in the same way, political.
Yes, sir.
Conscious.
Yeah, because action speaks louder than words. That's why Scarface is running for, you know, city councilman, because we need our actions. We need someone with actions to speak louder than their words. That's why I know he's going to win, because, you know, we all are going to vote for Scarface, the whole Houston. So he's definitely going to win that, you know, that office. And that would be a blessing, man, to see you know, a great rapper become a city councilman. That would be great right there for the city, as well as rap in general. You feel me?
Yeah. Can you tell us also about this song, Reaper from Hell, from the Sissy Cuffs album? It was a classic too.
Say it again one more time.
Oh, Reaper from Hell of the Psychic Doubts album.
Oh, Reporter from Hell?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, Reporter from Hell is a Brother Nip song, and that's what I do right now.
Yeah.
That's why I call myself the Street Messiah, because that's all I do is report from hell. You know, when I go on the streets every day, I see people fighting, I see people shooting, I see all these different things. Then I look on TV, I see the news, and the news is so saddening. And I see these type of things that's going on in America, so I have to report it. So I'm just reporting, from hell. And that's what I do, and that's why I'm blessed to be called, Brother Nip, the Street Messiah. You know, it was a young lady that actually gave me that name, sister from the mosque. Her name was Sister Lamika.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I inherited that name, and, it just stuck with me. And that's why my first album, my conscious album was Street Messiah. And that's what I am, and I report from hell. Every time I rap, in the conscious world as being Brother Nip. So I'm blessed in that area, man. So that's all it is. It was just reporting what I was seeing.
You are like one of the all the last poets in one, the last poets of South Park.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Sin, as always, brother.
Yes, sir.
All the time, Sin. Make sure you get that album, Sin. Hit me up, man. I can send you the copy all day long. I have the other two albums out too. I have the Creator of Horrorcore as well as the Greatest Horrors Volume 1. So make sure you get those, man. I know you're probably on Facebook with me, so just all the information is on Facebook. And, my name is Rowdy LaWayne Williams. So all you got to do is just, look me up, ship me your money, and I'll ship it to you real quick.
Hell yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Creator of Horrorcore is available. You know what I'm saying? And you said The Greatest Horrors Volume 1, so that means Volume 2 is coming. When are you going to drop that?
Oh, yeah, man. I got plans to drop Volume 2. I got my homie Relic, Hell's Rage, BKB, the Almighty Vic. We did a song, produced by D-Tag. Tell them about the song, Relic.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on, brother.
Are you on?
All right. Yeah, I'm on.
Tell them about it. It's a hardcore thing.
I don't even know where to start. It's just a privilege to be on a D-Tag beat with Nip, of course. And, it's not just your typical feature. We got the hook. We got the 16 backing vocals. It's been recorded in a collaborative environment over a period of time. And I guess we're at an EP worth of material that we're trying to compose and hoping to get a full length, but we've shot some video footage for it. The beat is cold. The hook is reflective of a horrorcore hook, and we just got a lot of good things in the works. But I did have a thought I had that I wanted to put out there. Y'all was talking about the past Snip albums, the Rap-A-Lot era. His production now is 2020 production. I'm not just trying to take nothing away from the production, but the production back then, 30 years has gone by. This new stuff is stronger. There was a raw And there's a very nostalgic thing to be had with those albums. But, you know, you're talking $200, $100 on eBay sometimes for those, when you can just get this PayPal information right now and get ones with better production. And he's at the top of his lyrical game right now. So to have a track with him in this era, it all ties together to me. I have to put it kind of that way. I'm very happy to have a track with him and my fam in this era with this level of production.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's surely better than what we would have done 25 years ago with him. Yeah.
D-Tag is from another place, man. This dude is a beast. Now you guys got some stuff you said you're working on right now, coming to 2020 and whatnot, and some videos are coming too. When's the first video drop at Relic?
Well, we're going to be slowing the development, and Russ Cole has become a friend of ours, I suppose, and he shot one, and I'm kind of going to let him set the pace once he puts his out. We'll follow appropriately, but I'm going to let him have the honor of, since he was the one that brought him to the region to make him available for us. After he puts his out, hopefully I have enough time to have the presentation looking right. You see me focused on trying to get some visuals together on what had happened in acid rap territory with the psych shit. So we concentrated on that, and we're just now reviewing that video material, and I'm going to give a non-committal answer.
Already, so, man. You know,
2020, just, though. 2020, I promise you'll see one of them for
it's
sure.
It's going down in 2020, Prezo.
Yeah,
it's going down, man.
If
Russ Cole
don't have it done by 2020, I'll put one out for sure. Promise that.
I have a few things dropping in 2020, Prezo. I got the Greatest Hood Tales coming. The Greatest Hood Tales. And then I also have just straight, now that album is straight just street tracks.
Yeah.
Then I have the Greatest Horrors Volume 2. And then I have the Soldiers Only Reloaded.
Oh.
So it's gonna be a three piece. It's gonna be a three piece.
And the consistency too is ridiculous, Nip. You're dropping more product than ever. That's dope as hell. And at a time, you know, your idol's dropping music right now too, Ice-T. I'm sure you've seen the stuff he's doing.
Yes, sir. You know, I keep
time.
Over Ice on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for hip hop, man. You know, Schoolie D, Spice One.
There's even new body count.
Most Wanted. I mean, shit.
Ice-T's going with that body count too. His rock band.
Yeah,
I've
got
heard
a new
Nip
body
going
count.
To some rock beats lately.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Nip's got to have a rock band. Is that something you want to work on too, Nip?
Well, you know, me and D-Tab been talking about a rock EP. So we're going to get the rock EP. I don't, you know, as long as I have D-Tag, I don't need a band. I have D-Tag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? D-Tag,
one
is,
man
is a one-man band, you know. So, you know, to do those songs with, you know, I'm not, you know, if that comes about, you know, it's all good. But, man, all you have to do is play that D-Tag track. Shit, it's like the band is already there.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, man. So like I say, if you want to get these albums, you know, you can hit me up at rowdy.w@yahoo.com, which is rowdy.w@yahoo.com. And again, it's $15 each, with $10 shipping and handling for the United States and $15 shipping for the international customers. So make sure you get this conversation with the gangsters, man, and the creator of Horrorcore, as well as the Greatest Horrors. And there you have it, you know what I'm saying, Prezo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Their new
Amen.
Era greatness. Their new era greatness.
Yeah.
They need to be purchased. there must have any collector. The evolution of NIP has been pretty much perfected on the greatest horrors, I'll say. And the direction of Brother NIP has been established real well in this third release, too. It's kind of hit the right stride. You can see the vision of it now. Like, for instance, I was listening to the new Brother NIP, and it made me just laugh out loud at times. And at other times I caught emotion because I feel like, as a man, I don't do enough for community or speak on topics, and it also hit me emotionally that way, and that's kind of rare for an album nowadays. We used to have it a lot in hip-hop, but it's kind of rare now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's done to a perfect soundscape, too. The soundscape is now there, production and beat-wise, on both efforts, too. And to be able to order them in one blow, you know, just one purchase, you should get them. People should be supporting this, and it's the only way you'll see more. Or you'll see them hit just major distribution, and you'll never be able to get them this way directly from the person. And he signs all mine. I've had all mine signed. And I collect directly from him, so that way I have that autographed copy. And I thank you for always signing them for us. And thanks for the fair family heirloom.
I try to sign everybody's, man, just to let them know that, you know, I appreciate them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Prezzo, what about the one, man? I know that time is almost coming.
Yeah. We're getting ready to close it out right now. But I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. It's always an honor. And Relic, thank you for calling in as well. Always an honor to have you on the show, too. And shout out to Sin, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to K Reno. He was on last night. If you hadn't, go check out that episode, ugsforlife.com. If you're just tuning in now, it's already up there on the site, this Brother NIP interview. So about 10 minutes after we hang up the phone, you can listen to it from the beginning. Check out all these tracks. And support NIP, like Relic said. You know, buy these albums. Go to these shows. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and keep these guys, you know, putting out this dope music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hit them up for a collabo.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You got to get NIP on your next album. You know, especially if you're horrorcore. That's one thing you said earlier, Relic. If you're a horrorcore artist, you know what I'm saying, you should have NIP on your album. I mean, that's a must.
Or if you want to be competitive with Conscientious, you know, rap on a Conscientious level and topic, there's a Brother NIP collab I'm sure to be had if you're on point with your consciousness.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely, you
anytime.
Know, NIP. But
right
before we do get out of here and play this track, I want to give you the floor again, NIP. Then give everybody all the info one more time, man, and then we'll go off into this track to end this wonderful interview, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. And you know, you can get this album, you know, on all digital platforms in about a week. So it'll be in every online store that you can think of. But right now, if you want the physical copies, you can get it from me at, you know, just PayPal me at Rowdy, which is my first name, R-O-W-D as in dog, Y, rowdy.w@yahoo.com, and it's $15, and it's $10 shipping and handling for the United States, and it's $15 shipping and handling for the international customers. And again, it's rowdy.w@yahoo.com, and it's $15, $10 shipping and handling for the United States, and $15 shipping for the international good people that always support me. And there we have it.
Absolutely, and absolutely. Conversation with the gangsters. What's that, Nip?
I was just trying to tell them that, man, you know, right now, I feel like I am the one, man, to keep the consciousness, you know, flowing in the streets, you know, because I'm in the streets every day, so
yeah,
I want to be able to teach, Yeah, I want to be able to teach these young cats out here. You know what I'm saying? I just came from hustling today. You know, I'm a hand-to-hand type of brother. You know, I'm a hustler. So, you know, if you're in Houston, you know, I'm coming to you. You know, you can get it right out of my hand, get it signed and everything. And that's how I get down. You know, I don't do all that Hollywood shit. You know, I get it to you right out of my hand where you can get it, you know. You can get it how you need to get it, right out of my hand. So that's what it is, Prez. So we're just gonna let them know that I am the one, man. Let's just hit it.
Hell yeah, we're out of here, man. Y'all be easy.
Do you believe it now, Trinity? Morpheus. The Orb. She told me.
She told you
exactly what you needed to hear. That's all.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring. The black woman is Trinity.
Hey, hey.
He is the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring. The black woman is Trinity.
Hey, hey.
He is the one.
So let the guitars ring. Brother Nip and D-Tag, that's a hell of a team. Championship caliber, you know what I mean. You can see the blood flowing from the guitar strings. Murderous metaphors like Stephen King. Endless corridors inside your dreams. Walk until your feet start blistering. Your soul belongs to me if you're listening. I can't see you haters cause I need some glasses. Mind control power, I control the masses. 24 billion miles per second, I'm traveling. Quick enough. Through it, I can dodge the javelin. Move like a god, tell the devil to face it. Same type of speed, Neo moves in the Matrix. What's your name? Street What's Messiah name? Till the job is done. Morpheus, tell them wicked devils, I am the one. D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey,
he is the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey! Hey.
He is the one.
D-Tag is Morpheus, and guess who's Neo? Third eye allows me to visually see no evil in my path that can stop the spiritual. Teachings that I bring, so expect a miracle. Only guard raises up the average mental. Like a burglar who raises up the average window. Walk in instantly, changes his mind. From gangster Nip to brother Nip, see he changes the rhyme.
What else?
And longevity comes with time. If you advance towards the minister, here comes the nine. And that's equivalent to 15 crimes. As your body decomposes down there 15 times.
Come on,
we don't play games, we ride for him. Whoever's close to the minister, we sliding him. What's your name? Street Messiah till the job is done.
He's starting to believe that he is the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey, hey.
He is the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey. Hey.
He is the one.
D-Tag and Brother Nip, you can call it historical. Lyrical law firm overseeing the oracle. Rhetorical questions, don't even ask me. Unless your thought patterns let you run right past me. With wisdom, focused on a real high level. Supreme intelligence, so we kill the devil. What's your name? Street Messiah till the job is done.
I'm a soldier, I told you that I am the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey, hey.
He is the one.
D-Tag, let the guitars ring.
The black woman is Trinity. Hey, hey.
He is the one.